Okay, Mitzvah Nun Vav, the Mitzvah of Bezdin, again, judging cases of Esh. Being that this is the last Mitzvah related to Hezek, we've discussed all week all the different forms of Hezek, Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever, all the cases, Karen, Shane, and Regel. Next week we start with Hashem. Shomrim, just one thought related to general Nezek. Could have been the first Nezek or the last one, just one thought. There's a beautiful piece in the Nesiv Shalom in Mishpatim, which discusses the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Lamed. The Gemara there says, Hayman de Boilem Evi Chasida, he who wants to be pious should be Mekayim three things. Should be Mekayim Mili de Nezikin, Mili de Avos, and Mili de Brachas. Those are the three things the Gemara says. You want to be pious, it's a three-way machlokas, or everybody agrees to each other. Make brachas properly, avos, whatever that means, and nezikin. So the question is, ask the Nesiv HaShalom, avos, I understand. Perkei avos, midos, that's one of the things, to be pious. Brachas, say brachas properly, your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what's nezikin? Ma'in yamili the nezikin l'chasidus. Why nezikin? Than any other dini ma'aminis? What's nezek? So he quotes Alpi Machshava, that the Dalet Avos Nezikin are the four areas where the Yetzirah tries to get us. It says, Shor, Bar, Maven, Hever. What's Shor? Shor, the Gemara says, the Medrash says, symbolizes Gaiva. The most Gaivadic animal. Geo Shebebehemo Shor. It's the most haughty animal. So, that's Shor. That's one Yetzirah that we have. Bar symbolizes when we fall. Many times we fall spiritually and we just give up. And we think, oh, forget it, it's not worth it, I'm not going to succeed. I did it, but I missed a minion, I missed this, I missed that. We give up, well, I forget it. That's the hezek of bor of the Yetzirah. When we think we're avod lagamre. Number three, there's mave. What's mave we did yesterday? Shane, what's Shane? It's all the aveiros that come from taiva, from hanoa lehezeka. There's hanoa there. Says that's number three, and finally four. What we're doing today, Eish is the Yetzirah, the fire for Shane is Taivas Achila specifically, and Eish, he says, is the other Taiva, of course, the Taiva of Arayos. He says these are the four Nezikin that if one wants to be a Chassid, Lekayim Mila de Nezikin, to make sure that one is careful in all of these areas. Then he talks also about the what the Marsha says there and others as well, that maybe this is really a three-pronged attack. That we know there are three areas where we serve our Kadosh Baruch Hu with. Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChavero, and Bein Adam LaAtzmo. Working on myself to become a better person. And that is these three. Mili de Nezikin is Bein Adam LaChavero, Mili de Brachos is Bein Adam LaMakom, and Mili de Avos, Pirkei Avos, is working on my Midos, that is Bein Adam LaAtzmos. That's just a thought related to all Nezikin. We could talk about it, again, a lot to talk about on that Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed, but we'll leave it for now, and now we'll get into the specific mitzvah of the day, the mitzvah of Esh. Mitzvah's Bezdin, says the Chinuch, Ladun Beniskei HaEsh. It's mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge cases of fire. Ladun Ulechayiv Ulechalim. Bezdin has to be judge and be Mechayiv and make pay. Mishahizik Chaveir HaEsh. Somebody damages their friend with a fire. Kigon, in what case? Shehidlik Eskedisho Osaraf Lo Shum Davar. If I light something of yours on fire. Right, that's the case. That's not my property doing damage. I didn't make a pit. Doesn't fit to any of the other categories. So this is a shenema kiteshe eish v'chulu pirs teitzei mashma filu yatzam yatzma. I light it, then it goes by itself. Uba lahaz here, and it warns us shafilu amalik betoch shelo v'yatzam yatzma v'yizika shachayiv. Even if I light a fire in my own rishus, the nature of fire is to move. And therefore, I can't say, hey, I did it in my rishus. It's not like I dug a pit in my rishus, and therefore it's mutter. No. It's eish, it moves. Lefisha lo shamar gachalto. You didn't guard your coal, and it can have terrible and tragic consequences. Shaha adam chayev lishmar eish lo shlo teitzi v'tazik. Man is chayev to guard his eish, that it doesn't go out and does damage. Shederach eish lo lechaz me'atzma. Afa bishayino bali chayim. Even though it's not alive, it doesn't have a mind, but it goes by itself. As we mentioned in the past couple of days, every one of the avos has a certain phrase that the Gemara uses to categorize it. Bor was tchilas asiyasa lahazik. Shane was hanal lahazik. Regal lahazik o matsui. Right? Karen had kavanasa lahazik. What's eish? Says the Gemara in Dav Gimel, koach acher mu'urav bo. It has another koach that is mixed in besides you. I light it, but I need the wind. It's koach acher mu'urav bo. Is that a kula or is that a chumra? If you look in Tosfos, Daf Beis Medaleph, Tosfos assumes it's a kula. Even though that whole Gemara on Daf Beis and Gimel, it seems like it's listing off all Chumras. Tosfos says in Daf Beis and Aleph, Befeirush and Baba Kama, Kolach HaChamura Bo is a Kula. Rashi says in Daf Gimel, it's a Chumra, just like all the other ones. The Rashba says, it depends. On the one hand, it could be a Kula. Why? Because I'm not doing everything. It's a Kula. I'm only doing half the job. The wind's doing the rest of it. But on the other hand, I'm Chayiv, even though I only did half. That makes it a chumrah. Says the Rashba on Daf Gimel. Tam shel zeh koach, tam zeh shel koach achem urabo, pa'amim shetofso lekulu, pa'amim shetofso lechumrah. Kol echol lefi mekomo. Tevadek kulu v'chumrah yeshbo. There's a stringency and a leniency in this av. V'kan tofso lechumrah, v'lomar shalkein chive botorah sha'af al pi, shebala takala eno madlik es hagadish mamish. Even though I didn't light the fire, or I lit the fire, and I didn't light his gadish. But I lit the fire, mikamakam, but right when I light the fire, matzu yulis ari vimo miyad koach acher, and it's gonna go along with the wind, so it is a kula and a chumra, but either way, it is what Eish is about. Koach acher mu'urav bo. Sharshi yadua kamosha biyarnu, as he said by all the other cases of Nezek, we know the shorish, the hashkafa behind the mitzvah is the keeping society in check, dinaha. There is halachas of Eish. Kagon, shir har chaka shemarchikin be'era min ha-meitzar. If I'm lighting a barbecue, how far do I have to be away from my friend's yard? Shehu lefi govo shel daleik. It depends on how big of a fire. It depends on if there's a wall in between. It depends on the mitzias. Every case is unique. Vidin harabim, skipping a line. She'echad hevi asar, ve'echad hevi asayizim, ve'echad liba. The Gemara talks about, let's say one person brought the wood, and one person brought the fuel, and one person brought the match. Whoever did the final, you know, lighting it, that's going to be the one that's going to be chayiv. Liba v'lifsa haruach. What if I lit it, but the wind really went above and beyond? Lifsa haruach. What's that case? That's a very important Gemara for various reasons. I'll read it to you because it's in the context of Eish. The Gemara says about Bakama daf samach. Liba v'lifsa haruach. If I lit a fire, but then the ruach took it, im yesh b'li buyo kadela lavosa chayiv v'im la pater. If my lighting would have been good enough, great, I'm chayiv. And if not, I'm putter. Asks the Gemara, what, if a normal wind would have taken it, so then you're chayiv, but if you did it all yourself, you're chayiv, but if the wind was involved, you're putter? Amai, levi kazore v'ruach misayaso. We know there's a malacha in Hilchah Shabbos. We're learning Shabbos this year called Zore, winnowing. What's winnowing? I throw up the chaff and the stalks, and the wind takes away the stuff that I don't want, and the seeds fall down. That's a malacha daraisa. I'm using the wind. So how could the Gemara here say, if I use the wind, isn't that the whole concept of Eish? So the Gemara says you can't always compare Shabbos to Nezek. Ki amrinan zore v'ruch misayaso hanimil inyan Shabbos to meleches machsheves asra Torah. Because I did what I wanted to do, meleches machsheves. And I wanted to use the wind. That was my exact kavana. Aval hacha, but here, if it's an unusual wind, what's called a ruach she'ena mitsuya, grama ba'almahu, v'grama b'nizakin is pater. So Gemara says, you cannot compare Shabbos to Nezek. So, Melechet Machsheves Asur Torah, that by the way is an example of Melechet Machsheves being used as a chumrah, even though it's usually a kula. Okay, that's just the Gemara about where the wind is involved. If it's a normal wind, then I'm going to be chayev. That's koach hachamura bo. If it's an unusual wind, I'm going to be putter, as hopefully we'll get back to a little bit later. Vidin kelim tmunim begadish or tmunim bebira. Next line. This is the unique halacha to Eish. Just like we had yesterday, Bar had a unique halacha, and Shane and Regal had a patron which is a rabbin. What's the unique halacha by Bar? The patur by Eish, the patur tamun. I am putter for anything that was burned up if it was hidden. If it was hidden when it was burned up, right? This is the minchas chenach discussion in Oz Beis. V'hinei bedin zed de Eish gzeiras akasevi de chayev dafka ala galui. I'm chayev only on what is revealed. Avol tamun patur by Eish. So based on a special gzeiras akasev, I'm potter on tamun. V'mayu kelim odram achim tunim begadish. Let's say I have a big haystack and I hid my rake and my other items in there. I'm gonna be potter. That's what the Torah says. Is there a svar for this? You could say I didn't expect it. I didn't know what was in it. But that's the patur. If you look further on in the Minchas Chinuch, if you look at Os Vav, the Minchas Chinuch does point out that what does it mean on patur for tamun? It means, let's say, like a big haystack. I have to pay for the whole haystack. Let's say I put my watch in there. because for safekeeping. I have to pay for the straw, the value of the straw that would have been in the place of the watch. It's just that I'm potter for anything above what could have been expected being there. I don't have to pay for things that I didn't see. For the space I have to pay for where the straw would have been. I look at it as if the haystack was full of straw, and I pay for that, even though it wasn't full of straw, but I don't pay for the watch that was hidden in there. The Chazon Ish has a suffix. When is the important time for determining tamun? There are two times you could think of. Is it the moment of the lighting of the fire, or is it the moment of the burning of the item? Nafkamina, what if something gets tamund or untamund in between? Says the Chazon Ish, l'chora, I would say, it goes by the moment of the lighting. Yesh la'ayin, this Chazon Ish of Babakamasim and Vav. Ipater tamun tali b'shas pshiaso or b'shas reifaso. Does it go by the moment of the pshio or the sreifa? V'nafkamina b'niskala b'en havarasa l'sreifaso. What if it got revealed in between? U'b'shas sharfona eish farayim agulin. It was revealed, and then it became open. V'nira, says the Chazon Ish at first, d'kol shem tmunin b'shas shehivirat havara patur. I think that if it's tamun when you lit it, you're pater. Even if when it got revealed later, because Chazon Ish says, you know why? Because then there's never a case of tamun if it goes by when it gets burned up. Because as something is being burned, the item that's underneath gets revealed. So everything's revealed. So Ein Lo Davar Sof says that the Chazon Ish has got to be that you go by the Shas Hadzlaka to determine tamun. The problem is, though, there's a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara there seems to say that if somebody, and we'll get back to this Gemara, if I see a fire coming, and I go and I feel bad for you, so I quickly go, and I don't want your stuff to be burned, I quickly cover up your stuff. And then the fire comes and burns it anyway. You know what? I am chayiv bidei shamayim to pay you back. Because if I wouldn't have done anything, then the guy who lit the fire would be chayiv. But lo, what did I do? I covered your stuff. I created tamun. Now he's potter. So we'll get back to that Gemara, hopefully. But Chazon Ish says, what do you see from that Gemara? Even if it's only tamun at T2, not at T1, you're going to be potter. So the Chazon Ish says, you have to say that the patur tamun is that it has to be from beginning to... I'm sorry, you're chayiv only if it is revealed from the beginning all the way to the end. If it's covered any time in the middle, then you have the patur of tamun. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish discussing when exactly is tamun determined. Okay, the Mishnah continues. V'din gamal over ton pishton. What if a camel is going in a small marketplace and it gets lights the store on fire? If the camel is inside outside near Chanukah, discuss the Chanukah time. One of the few places in Shas Mishnayos where Chanukah is mentioned. That's all discussed in Baba Kama. V'no hages b'schar. And again, the Mishnah is by males. Ki lohem la'asos din. The mitzvah is upon bezdin males. They have to do the din and bezdin over level of don amazik b'tashlum. And if bezdin does not don amazik and does not judge a case that it should judge, it's mevatel a mitzvah asay. Okay, let's talk about a couple of the items that are brought up here. Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph, Dibra Masla Vahine, brings up a very, one of the most important sugyas about Eish in the Masechta, the Daf Chav Beis, and that is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Gemara says there, Mishum Mai Mechaivo. Why are you chayev for Eish? How is Eish defined? So he quotes it on the fifth line. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Savar Eish Shechiv Atara Hi Mishum Chitzav. Eish, I'm chayev Mishum Eish, it's as if I shot an arrow at you. Eish O Mishum Chitzav, says Rabbi Yochanan. A fire is like an arrow. Meaning, a fire, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is not like bor and shar where my property damaged. It's an extension of me. It's like Adam Hamazik. If I shoot an arrow at you, that's not my property damaging. That's me. That's me through the arrow. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's Eish. Eish is different than the other Mazikin. It's Eish Mishum Chitzav. Says Reish Lakish, no. Reish Lakish over Eish Mishum Amono. Kishoro Ubaro Shehiziko. Reish Lakish says, no, Eish Mishum Amono. It's like shar and bar. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass him like the Rebbe. Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Reish Lakish was his brother-in-law, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan. Eishim Shem Chitzav. And that's why there are many nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch quotes a bunch of them. Number one, he says in Oz Gimel. In Oz Gimel, the halacha is that if I damage Hektish, if I damage Hektish, Nizke Mamon, if my property damages Hektish, I'm Pater. If I'm Adam Hamazik Hektish, I'm Chayiv. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Beis Lakish. According to what we paskin, Eish HaMishrim Chitzav, and therefore, if I damage Hekdesh, I'm going to be Chayiv, if I damage it through Eish. Adam HaMazik, Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, Os Dalit in the Menchas Chinuch. What about V'chora Nira Gamkein? L'shitas Ksas HaRishonim, the Bidis Kim Amono, Eina Chayim Mishrim Dina Degarmi. There is a sugi, we haven't touched on it yet, so let's mention it now. There are three ways to damage somebody. There are three categories. One is Maisa Yashir. I smash something of yours. Or my animal does direct damage to you. That's Maisa Yashir, direct. Then, on the other extreme, we have what's called Grumma, indirect damage. Right? Somehow, I do something totally indirect. I put a ladder on the side of my house, and I didn't realize my dog jumps on the ladder and goes over. I do something indirect damaging you. But then there's something in between called Garmi. Garmi is in between Grumma and Maisa Yashir. What's Garmi? Let's say you have a shtar that says Reuben owes you $100, and I burn up your shtar. So did I damage you? I definitely damaged you. Did I damage you directly? I burned your proof that Reuben owes you money. So that's a direct hezek, but there's something missing there. It's not like I took your money and I burned it. So that's called garmi, where it's something in the middle. Different Rishonim have different definitions. The Ramban wrote a whole kuntres, kuntres dina de garmi, printed with in Nezikin. Because it's such a, he talks about all the cases in Shas, 25 cases, that border on grumma versus garmi. There's a machlokas Rishonim, what do we paskin? Garmi chayev daraisa, derabanan. But he said, says the Menchas Chinuch, with that background, and knows Dalid, many Rishonim say that garmi is going to be chayev by Adam Amazik. But it's not going to be chayev by Nizke Mamon. So again, that's a nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, Eish is an extension of a person. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv in cases of Eish garmi. Masha enkein, according to other Rishonim, according to Reish Lakish, it's mamono, and therefore you want to be chayiv. Number two. Number three, if I embarrass somebody through the fire, am I chayiv chamisha dvarim? We discussed earlier in the week. Nezek tzar, ripi, sheves, and boshes. The five things I'm chayiv if I wound somebody. So again, another nafkamina. Or, what if my Eish kills somebody? Major nafkamina. If my Eish kills somebody, it's a machlokas Rishonim, but would Rabbi Yochanan go as far as to say it's as if I killed him? It's like, if I shoot an arrow at somebody, I'm chayiv misa. So says the Menchas Chinuch, v'chein im oshei, im nisraf adam, kol hecha togo kaluchitzav, lo kaluchitzav means there wasn't a wall in between when I lit the fire, I could foresee that it's going to light somebody, chayiv misa, kahori biadayim. Could be chayiv misa. What do you mean? This is nezek. This is niskei mamon. No, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not niskei mamon. It's eisha mishem chitzav. It's like my arrow, and therefore I am going to be chayiv. Again, many important nafkaminas, but then you should be aware of that sugya of eisha mishem chitzav. A final nafkamina. Vinirik, skip down to the next page. The end of Os Yud. End of Os Yud. Vinirik, look what he says. Only the Menchas Chinuch. That's one of his kind of questions. Somebody goes over to me and says, burn that guy to death or I'm going to kill you. Is it Yahari Val Yavar? Do I have to give my life if somebody tells me to do Eish and kill somebody? You know what that halacha is? We paskin Yahari Val Yavar. You got to give your life. It's indirect. You're just lighting a fire, not killing somebody. But so what? It is Eisha Mishem Chitzav. And it's at least Abizrayu de Shvichas Damim. It's at least borders on Shvichas Damim, and therefore it would be a problem. Good. See what else we have time to talk about. Okay, we gotta at least do this. Os Yud Zayin, the most famous Namuki Yosef probably in all of Shas. Muki Yosef, you ever learned Baba Kama? All of Shas, the Namuki Yosef, Dav Yudam and Aleph and the Dafi Arif. Says the Namuki Yosef, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to what we paskin, Eish HaMishrim Chitzav, that's what's discussed in Os Yud Zayin in the Minchas Chinuch, how do we light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? Eish HaMishrim Chitzav means, I kill him, but it's all connected to my shooting. So my wife's going to light candles on Erev Shabbos, and in 10 minutes from now, when it's Shabbos, it's as if she's still shooting that arrow. She's being Mechal Shabbos. So how can a woman light Shabbos candles? That's the Mukiyosi's famous Kasha. What's his answer? His answer is no. Eish HaMishrim Chitzav doesn't mean that every second that the fire's lit, it's as if I'm relighting it. No, it just means that the entire Maisa is connected to T1. It's connected to that first moment that I lit it. Doesn't mean that I'm still doing it now, but it just means the Maisa Memushachas, as it continues, it really is linked back to me. That is what Eisha Mishum Chitzav means. That's the Nemuk Yosef. So Im Kain says the Minchas Chinuch, on line 4, if that's the case, Nafkamina, Behidlok Eish Flo Hizbek Laugas Akodesh, Hashem Eisha Mavir. What happens if a person lights a fire, and then before the fire does any damage, the guy drops dead? Do his Yarshim have to pay? So according to the Nemuk Yosef, Eisha Mishum Chitzav, yes. Because it's not that it's as if I'm still shooting the arrow, and therefore if the person dies in the middle, oh, he's putter. No. It all goes back to moment one. And if it all goes back to moment one, so then that's why he's going to be chayiv even if he died in the middle. Or what happens if he quotes another one? Let's say, where is this? Turning the page for a minute. V'im hiver eis b'shabbos. What if I lit a fire on Shabbos? And then it went to damage somebody else. So you might say, l'chari, you should be chayiv. Why? You shouldn't say Kimli B'Dramimine. You shouldn't say the Kesef is Potter, because I first lit the fire and it didn't do damage till 3 minutes from now. But says the Minchas Chinuch, no, but according to the Muki Yosef, all the damage is linked back to T1, the first moment. So you would say, so according to that, Chiyav Misa and Chiyav Mamon at the same exact time, and therefore you would say Potter, in that case, Kimli. The Stipler there in Baba Kama comes up with another interesting case. The Gemara in Zvachim, Andaf Tezvav, those learning Daf Yomi. The Gemara talks about, let's say, if a Kohen throws the Dam to the Mizbeach, he sprinkles the Dam, and before the Dam hits the Mizbeach, somehow, not that this ever happened, but somehow the Kohen's arm gets chopped off. He becomes a Balmum. Before it hits the Mizbeach. So do we say that, oh, he's a Balmum, can't do the Zrika, the Zrika's possible? Or we say, no, when he did it, he was not a Balmum. So that's a suffix in the Gemara. It says the Stipler, according to the Nuki Yosef, it shouldn't be a Kasha. Because the Nuki Yosef, of course, it's kosher, because it all goes back to the first moment, when you throw something. And therefore, of course, it shouldn't be a Balmum. Unless you say, the Stipler says, this is Baba Kama, Simin Chaf Aleph, unless you say that special Xeris Akasiv by Zvachim, that it has to be a Tamim, he can't be a Balmum, from beginning to end. One final discussion, again, all of these obviously requiring a lot more time. Tosfos says on Daf Nun Vav and Baba Kama, it doesn't matter if I move the fire closer to my friend's item, or I move my friend's item closer to the fire. If I move the fire closer, even if it's going to get burned in 2 minutes, if I move the fire closer and it's going to get burned now in 1 minute, I'm chayiv. Even though I didn't light the fire. If I was makarev it, I'm going to be chayiv. So just to mention the question, the achronim deal with how this connects with Tosfos in Baba Kama Dav Yud Zayin Amabez. Tosfos there says, Nira, de'im zarak evan ochetz ala kli. Let's say somebody throws a rock out a window. And it's going down, 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 and somebody's vase is on the floor. And it's going to break somebody's vase. But before it gets there, I take a baseball bat and I smash the vase before the rock hits it. The guy with the baseball bat is chayif. That's what Tosfos says. Pshita the chayif. Loshayakam manetzvira tavar. He says, that's what Tosfos says. And don't compare this to a case where the kli itself is falling down, and before it hits the ground, I smash it with a baseball bat. Tosfos said there's a difference between if there's a rock falling on it and I smash it, and if the kli is falling down and I smash it, and I smash the kli before it hits. These are all cases of the damage is going to happen anyway. So am I going to be chayiv or potter? So Tosfos on Daf Nun Vav says, if I move the fire a little closer, it's going to get burned in 2 minutes instead of 3 minutes, I'm going to be chayiv. So how does that connect with this Tosfos and Baba Kama Daf Yizayin and Mabez? Okay, we don't have time to get into it, but that's what the Achronim deal with. Fascinating discussions. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, next week, we get into Shomrim. We switch Mesechtas. We go to Mesechtas Baba Metzia. Everybody should have a good Shabbos and a good Chodesh.